This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We grew up in the same family, we lived in the same house, and in the same places. How do we see the culture that we grew up in now as adults? I hope you enjoy listening in on a conversation I recently had with my sister Laura. As we saw at the beginning, your job has a lot to do with growing up in Africa. How do you reconcile your life of growing up in Africa with now living in the UK? How do you merge those two lives, or do you see them as very separate?
I think in some ways they're very separate because the life that you grew up is so different. It doesn't relate to the UK at all and everyday life. You learn to live a different life. But it's always cropping up, oh, let's go for energy-saving light bulbs. And my friends know me for going and shopping in the fair trade shop. Oh, yes, Laura's a fair trader. And they know that stems from my background. But it also crops up at work. In the city that I live in, we have a lot of immigrants, and every so often I can use my language skills and I can relate to the different cultures when other colleagues are getting impatient because that person's appearing rude. They're not actually trying to be rude. That's their way of saying it. So I can find that I have more patience with different people that I encounter at the workplace compared to other colleagues.
So if you were to get married, would you ever take your future husband back to the countries where we grew up in?
I don't know. They would have to have some understanding. I don't know whether, because I went back 2-3 years ago to the town where we were before we left Africa. And I was only there for 24 hours in the town where we grew up. And that was enough time to go walk past the house, walk into the school, see some of the old teachers and visit some of the people who are still living there. There's not very many people who are still living there. I think a place is sort of created by the people that live there. And so I hadn't planned to go. I just was invited to go by the church. So I hadn't actually intended to visit at all at that time a couple of years ago. My plan was to go and visit the neighbouring country first and go and visit some friends who I'd made in the UK. But that was a good excuse to get back to where we used to go on holiday. But then my church did a trip back to where we used to live. By the end of the 24 hours, I was bored. I was like, well, I haven't got a job to do here. Everybody's working. And it was like, well, it was very nice to see everyone. And it was very nice to see the familiar places. But someone else is living in the house now. And the school's moved on. It's changed. The students there, I don't know who they are. And so it was like, oh, well, that was very pleasant. Okay, let's go back to England.
Did it feel at home at all when you went back?
Yes. When I got there, we weren't in the towns that I'd ever been to. One town I had, but we'd never lived. We'd passed through. And everything was very familiar. And that was quite overwhelming, seeing everything familiar. And it was like, oh, I'd forgotten about this. I'd forgotten about that. It was very nice to see it all.
Did it feel at home at all?
I spent 10 days there and I felt like I'd been there a lifetime. And I felt like, certainly when we were doing the work we were supposed to, we were running conferences and I was helping run little groups and going to all sorts of church services and stuff like that and having a whale of a time because I was understanding both languages that people were conversing in. I fitted in fine and I just slotted in, which was nice feeling. And I didn't really think about going back to the UK. But when I visited the town, because the only purpose was to go and see the places where I'd grown up, then I became bored. I was like, well, I don't really have a purpose here. So I'm not really doing anything here. So I don't want to live here because there's no purpose to being here. Whereas in the UK, you know, I'd got my job, I was doing, fulfilling a good purpose. So there was a reason to be there.
It's interesting because I also went back just over a year ago now and visited the same place that you did, same town where we were, but also other places that we had grown up in. And as soon as we landed, I actually felt home instantly. I knew that was it. This is normal. This is who I am and where I belong. And I was on holiday in comparison to you. I wasn't doing a job while I was there. I was just visiting people and seeing places. But we did end up helping out some days with little jobs that they needed doing. And I actually realized how much I could contribute again to that country and to that place. And it made me want to go back even more. I mean, I know it's moved on. It's not the same place as where we grew up in. But I also know that that's the place I really belong and where I feel at home. And it was interesting. A friend of mine who was traveling with me at the time said, "Joe, you really are different when you are in Africa compared to what you where you are in the UK. I was just a lot more lively, a lot more relaxed, talked a lot more, apparently. And she saw a different side to me, which was also very interesting to hear. What would you
Well,
experience?
I went on holiday the year after I'd been back to where we used to live. I went on holiday to the neighbouring country for 3 weeks. And I took a friend with me from the UK. And we went to visit two friends that we'd known from the UK that were now living there. And we had a whale of a time. There, I didn't feel bored or anything. It felt like I was there for a lifetime, even longer than the 10-day stint. And it was almost like I'd forgotten my life in the UK and I'd forgotten my job and that I had a career in the UK. I could have just stayed there where I went on holiday. So, yes, it was very different. I think from the 10-day stint in the town where we used to live, I thought, if I do come back, and I mean, I would like to come back, mm-hmm. then I would have to have a job.
Yes,
I would have
absolutely.
To have a reason why mm-hmm. I was there. Because in those 24 hours, I was just staying briefly with some friends and relying on them for taking mm-hmm. me about a bit. And it seemed like I was a bit of a hindrance rather than a help. But that's because it had only been sort of, "Oh, by the way, I'm coming to visit you. Can I stay?"
Short notice.
I tried to get in contact with another family and they'd not been around when I called from the UK. I had to ring them and just say, "Do you mind if I come?" And they'd got the dates mixed up. So they had expected me to arrive the day before. So they'd spent the day worrying about where I was. So there was lots of little confusions. But then, yeah, it made it clear that you can't just live there for the sake of living there because it feels like home. You have to have a purpose because life is so different. It's not as easy as living in the UK. Certainly that was clear to me, just getting the public transport on my own. Like, okay.
On our return to our host culture, both of us realised things had moved on and things have changed. We also felt comfortable in the environment of our host culture because we knew it from growing up there. But the thing that both of us have discovered is that there is no point going back in order to relive the memories of our childhood. We would only be disappointed. However, we could see ourselves living there, in our host culture again, in a capacity where we are contributing to the society with a particular vision. Without that vision, there is no point in going back.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.